How about a job that pays 100 grand a year? Yeah, we got a list. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 23rd day of October. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Dads are also being impacted due to COVID-19. Wells Fargo Bank said, what? Business and politics, they're mixing it up a bit. Hamburgers and racial equity, we've got a story. Business seems to be upbeat about the future. We'll share that with you. The Wall Street Report, yeah, we've got that. And a story about jobless benefits that might sober us all up. Also today, because it's Friday, Jeff Pitts with stuff to do in the Greater Des Moines Metro with City View. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can reach us on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour, same as we were just yesterday, as a matter of fact. Well, many Americans are struggling after the coronavirus pandemic has devastated the economy and led to millions of furloughs and layoffs. The younger generation just entering college or preparing for graduation will enter a marketplace rife with uncertainty. Still, there are plenty of careers out there that have shown fast growth in recent years and pay salaries of six figures or more. Using data from the 2019 Bureau of Labor Statistics, Stacker broke down 50 of those industries, the prerequisites for entering those fields, and how those jobs have been affected over the past year. Now, the jobs listed in the article include transportation workers, judges, lawyers, a bevy of STEM jobs like mathematicians, physics professors, chemical engineers. Different physicians and tech industry workers also make several appearances on the list. Many of these professions necessitate post-secondary education or on-the-job training. Of course, more opportunities for lower-income citizens to gain access to these jobs are a growing concern for more Americans, as well as the need to invest in STEM education in communities that don't have the same resources as more affluent communities. So here's a quick list of some of the jobs that Stacker put together. Airline pilots, co-pilots or flight engineers, dentists, mathematicians, materials scientists. Now, if you remember our conversation with Dr. Anissa Ramirez from the book The Alchemy of Us, yeah, she's one of those, a materials scientist. Transportation, storage, and distribution managers, sales managers, optometrists, physics teachers in post-secondary education, and that's just a sample. To see the entire story, Google Stacker Jobs over $100,000. That's Stacker Jobs over $100,000. New research from Pew shows working fathers, too, have been impacted by COVID-19. We've done a lot of talking about how women have been impacted, but dads are also in the mix. As schools and child care centers shut over the past 6 months to stem the contagion, keeping kids at home with parents, the workplace engagement of both sexes has been affected about equally, says Pew. While mothers have seen an increase in numbers not in the labor force to 29.1%, men have also seen an increase to 7.8% from 6.2% just a year ago and have lost more work hours than mothers. On Wednesday, Wells Fargo & Company told high-earning employees it would stop matching contributions to their 401k plans. By today, the bank reversed course. According to people familiar with the situation, the about-face followed a swift backlash from affected employees who earn more than $250,000 a year. The drama is unfolding as Wells Fargo undertakes a years-long cost-cutting initiative under Chief Executive Officer Charlie Scharf, who took over last October. He has repeatedly lamented the firm's spending and pledged to eventually shave $10 billion in annual expenses. The company, which employed 274,000, almost 275,000 people at the end of September, has embarked on workforce reductions that could ultimately number in the tens of thousands. Here's a story about mixing politics and business. According to CBS News, Expensify CEO David Barrett emailed the company's 10 million customers yesterday with an unusual pitch. It went like this: vote for Biden, he urged them, or risk damaging the nation's democracy. Barrett told CBS Money Watch that his company sent the email to its 10 million customers on Thursday because it's trying to do what it can to support and defend democracy against voter suppression. Barrett founded Expensify back in 2008 to make it easier to file expenses. Barrett said that Expensify's email was an extension of the company's work on social issues such as Black Lives Matter and anti-hunger initiatives. He added that he and his staff had discussed how to get involved in the November 3rd election, and a majority of staff voted in favor of sending the email to their customers. We call this story Hamburgers and Racial Equity. Today, McDonald's asked a judge to dismiss the racial discrimination lawsuit filed by former franchisees, arguing that it wants every operator in its system to thrive. The company also said the complaint from 52 black plaintiffs relies on, quote, vague and conclusionary allegations, end quote, and fails to provide viable claims of intentional race discrimination, breach of contract, and fraud. Back in September, the former franchisees alleged that the fast food giant denied them the same opportunities as white operators and steered black franchisees to low-income neighborhoods where they had higher security and insurance expenses and lower sales. The plaintiffs say their losses are $4 to $5 million per location on average. The lawsuit is at least the fourth filed against McDonald's this year, claiming racial discrimination. Well, the stock market seems to have become addicted to stimulus. If the talks look fruitful, stocks rally. If Mnuchin or Pelosi throws water on stimulus talks, then the market sells off. Millions of people are running short of cash while very few job options are open. But the general state of business looks rather healthy. IHS Market reported that general business activity has increased to a 20-month high. Many prior economic reports over the past 45 days have signaled a slowing pace in the economy. While IHS Market did note a slower pace of growth in new orders and some caution ahead of the November 3rd election, the flash reading on its U.S. composite PMI output index rose to 55.5 in October. Now, while some factors can weigh in on the report, readings above 50 generally correspond with overall growth in private sector output. Though the indexes were above the 50 mark, there's still an underlying cautious tone to the business commentary so far in October. We're just not sure of much of anything yet. The Dow today snapped a three-week winning streak and settled down by 28 points to 28,355, while the NASDAQ gained 42 points to close at 11,548, and the S&P 500 was up by 11 points to 3,495. It was the first weekly loss for the Dow in 4 weeks, and the NASDAQ posted its first weekly loss in 5 weeks. The S&P 500, that also lost this week. What happened? One word: stimulus. The two sides are still, using some of their words, dug in. And the president today said he does not want any stimulus bill that will bail out Democratic states, a line he also used last night during the debate. The major averages fell to their session lows on those remarks. Intel shares, by the way, fell by 10.6% following the release of mixed quarterly numbers. And finally, there is this. You know, there's a bit of a celebration as new and continuing jobless claims dipped last week. However, applications for extended benefits are rising. First-time applications for state unemployment benefits in the week that ended October 17 totaled 787,000. Now, that is above pre-pandemic norms, but well below the almost 7 million claims during 1 week in March when the contagion prompted widespread business closures. But, and you knew there was one coming, while a decrease in continuing claims could reflect hiring or recalls from furloughs, It may also indicate the pace at which state benefits are being exhausted. In other words, folks who are out of work are also out of luck because their benefits are now gone. We just don't know. It is Friday. Coming up next, we've got Jeff Pitts. He's the managing editor of City View Magazine. Stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. Jeff Pitts, coming up next.